The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Christian Teller-Wilkinson, CEO of Altona Rare Earths, ANR's ticker there. Christian, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. How are you today?
Yeah, well, I'm good. Feeling a bit rough, really, but can't complain. Okay, so recent news today, Monte Moambe Phase 1 exploration results, and of course, recently announced intention to list in the LSC. We'll discuss both of that. Before we do, as always, Christian, just a quick summary as to what ANR is all about, please.
Yep, Altona Rare Earths, we are an AQUIS-listed rare earth exploration company who currently owns one rare earth project in Africa, in Mozambique, called Monte Moambe. And the strategy is to acquire maybe two or three more projects in different African countries to spread the risk and to help keep the news flow going to support our shareholders.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, so take us through these the phase one exploration results, if you could, in Monte Moambe.
Of course, yeah. I just want to start by saying something. This is about rare earths, because rare earths, whilst used in so many everyday technology products, for mobile phones all the way up to electric vehicles, are just not known. The names aren't known, like gold and copper and nickel. You know, people know that. If someone starts talking about electric vehicles and batteries, people know that lithium and nickel are in there. They're household names. But when you start talking about praseodymium and neodymium, which are just as important in electric vehicles to make the powertrain move, no one's ever heard of them. So I just wanted to sort of say that rare earths are literally amazing. They are amazing things. And thank God, you know, someone discovered them, and the scientists of the world and the engineers of the world started putting them into products. So saying that, on straight onto Monte Moambe, we acquired this asset last year, and we've obviously now completed the phase one drilling, and we've got the final results back, which we put out today. What we were trying to establish was whether this project was economically viable. And at the time when we bought it, we didn't really know, because 12 years ago, another company had investigated there, found a bit of rare earth traces, but they weren't actually looking for rare earth. So the skill of our geologist, Cedric Simonet, our chief operating officer, is to find these projects. And so we've been quite nervous over winter, waiting to see what these results will be. And we published sort of the early results a month ago, but these new results are just exceptional. And they're exceptional for two reasons. One is you could take a rare earth mining project to bankable feasibility study and then make the decision whether to go into production or to sell if the total rare earth oxide is above, let's say, 1%. And we're looking at probably over 2-2.5%. That's where we think the direction is going to go from this early data. And importantly, we've got some holes drilled with some intercepts in these holes of over 7%, which is just staggering. These figures are staggering. So, you know, we don't imagine that this is going to be right across the board, but it's certainly an incredibly encouraging sign at this early stage. And then key to that, those two elements I just mentioned, the neodymium, praseodymium, NDPR, they are the king of the rare earths at the moment. They equate for maybe 20% of the volume of all rare earths used, but they also equate to 80% of the value of rare earths used. So this is how important they are in the supply chain. There's currently a world shortage of about 3,000 tons a year, and it's growing, or it's predicted to grow to about 15,000 tons a year by 2030. There needs to be new alternative sources of these two elements, because if not, none of the governments will be able to implement their ban on internal combustion engines by 2030, 2040, etc. And most rare earth projects, if you see, you know, our competitors and those other projects around the world, they may report NDPR oxide as a standalone grade around maybe 0.2, 0.3%. And we found some intercepts of 1.2%. So it's three or four times higher than some of our very large competitors. Again, those figures could be an anomaly. We don't know. So this year we're going to be drilling another sort of 8,000 meters. We're going to be producing a resource estimate. So this time next year, or maybe a little bit before, what we will have achieved is the primary goal, I suppose. We will have a clear valuation assigned to this project. And it's worth saying that we currently own 20% of Monte Moambe through an earn-in agreement, farming agreement. But this, as soon as we finish phase two, that percentage will rise to 51%. So we'll have total ownership control of it, of an asset that could be worth tens, if not hundreds of millions of pounds. And yeah. And then hopefully shareholders will be able to see some parity between the share price, the valuation of Altona versus the valuation of its assets. And along the way through this year, we'll be acquiring hopefully two, maybe three more projects. One of which could be very quick to production, because that is the key for this whole industry. There's no point having 10 years of exploration and mine development. You know, we need somebody, hopefully Altona, needs to get into the supply chain now, or if not now, certainly within the next 2 or 3 years before manufacturing of things like mobile phones and electric vehicles, wind turbines grinds to a halt.
Yeah. And so what is phase two underway now? Where are you?
Yeah, phase two is underway. The team went back after the rainy season, beginning of April. They started doing soil sampling and analyzing. We identified two new targets last year through soil sampling. So the first bit of drilling this year, which the rigs arrived at the end of April, and Cedric Simonet, he is down there on site before he joins us at Indaba on Friday to see it all kick off. We've got a new rig to work this year because it's a volcanic crater. Obviously, you can imagine the sides slope upwards. And there's some amazing carbonatite outcroppings sort of around the edges. And carbonatite is the rock that holds the rare earths inside it. Mm-hmm. So we've got a caterpillar-mounted rig to reach these difficult nooks and crannies. So the results could be even better, you know, when we report them. So, yeah, so phase two has started. It's official. And drilling will continue until the end of October, rainy season, and we will go through a sort of 3-4 month assay process to get to the resource estimate.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And so on the corporate side there, you've also announced your intention to list on the LSE, raise money there. Take us through what's happening there.
We did. So as you know, Justin, this has been a long journey, hasn't it? I think we put our application in this time last year. I had no clue it would be taking so long. I thought it would be about 3 or 4 months. But then I'm an eternal optimist. So the FCA is happy with us answering the questions that they've been putting to us over the last several months. We've produced a pathfinder, which is sort of the one step before the full prospectus, which will go out to shareholders. I met with our broking team at Optiva yesterday to kick off the roadshow. And although we closed the little placing last week for £500,000, this is sort of the, let's call it the IPO placing, where we're looking to raise sort of £2 to £3 million, which is the amount of money needed to meet our working capital requirements as part of the listing, because that's what we imagine or calculated we'll be spending this year on both Monte Mwembe and another project that we'll be hopefully getting our hands on soon. So that's it. We're going to Indaba, myself, our chairman, and Cedric on Friday. We've got a week of meetings at Indaba with specialist mining investors. We seem to be very popular, which is a surprise to me, but very encouraging. We'll close the placing maybe the 19th of May, and then we have about 10 days more of admin and discussions with the LSE and the FCA, which should hopefully culminate in an admission to the standard segment of the London Stock Exchange by the end of May.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, all going in the right direction. So if you could, then Christian, as always, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Altona Rare Earths to their watch list, please.
Yeah, so I believe we're undervalued against our peer group. And I think we would be a great opportunity for anybody who wants to tuck a few shares away in their portfolio. Key is we're leaving Aquis for the London Stock Exchange within the month, which for a retail investor has to be a very solid reason, because it's going to increase our liquidity. It's going to increase our visibility as well. And then finally, you've got to look at the macro side of things. Rare earths, literally the most in-demand commodity or series of commodities on the planet at the moment. And our strategy is to fill this gap in the supply chain within the next 3 years.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And Christian, good to chat to you. I say lots going on, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.